Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they don't. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City! It's time to hustle and shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studios, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 559 on your time. High of 73. Currently, it is 65. Cloudy skies at Blue Springs Lake.
Heidi!
What's up, man? How you feeling on this Get Right Wednesday?
Feeling like I definitely need to get right today. Dr. Latanya got some health advice coming for you later on in the show in the 9 o'clock hour. But we got Black Excellence coming in the building.
Yes. Can't wait to talk to them. And then TMG goes down at 23's Kimmel. He's back on air and he's firing at Trump still. And Cardi B and JT go back and forth online after Cardi teased about exposing JT and her boyfriend Uzi.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That's the last thing we need right now. We got your motivation in about 10 minutes. But D, I'm feeling a little, yeah. I done stretched my hamstrings out. I'm gonna wiggle my hips. Come on. Wiggle, wiggle my hips. Come on.
Hub it out. Hub it out. Hub it out.
Come on, I do the Humpty Hop. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hop. Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on. I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation.
Sucker, sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Being useful is particularly useful to you. Making a difference for others can give an immense boost to your confidence and positivity. Feeling useful will make everything feel better. When you focus your awareness on what you can contribute, it blocks out self-defeating thoughts of frustration, anxiety, and resentment. Being genuinely useful brings out the best in you. Making a positive contribution gives you a more positive perspective. Some of your most powerful desires stem from an underlying desire to know that your life matters. Being useful is a great way to satisfy that fundamental desire. What can you do right now to provide real benefit to the people around you? It's a great way to give a boost not only to their lives, but to yours. Make yourself useful. It's sure to make your life a more fulfilling experience. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute. Only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jam.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
623 is a high of 73. Currently, it is 65. Cloudy skies at UMKC. Doja Cat sat down during an interview with CBS and was asked what genre would she not touch and what genre does she identify with?
What won't you do?
Country.
Okay. So not country, but if there was one that you would say best reflects your music, what would it be?
I think pop. I think I'm a rapper that makes pop music.
Country Western is what they used to call it in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
I never can listen to that.
I can hear a little country.
I can't.
Like it, but yeah. I can do a little da-da-da-da-da. I don't want to hear that too long.
So when I was younger, I used to watch, like, I'm talking about, like, single digits. I used to watch MTV a lot. All I watched as a kid was wrestling.
In front of that TV.
Wrestling, Chiefs, BET, MTV. And I used to, like, I can get with some early 90s, late 80s rock music. Like, I can get with some of that, for sure. Country music? No, I can't do no country music, y'all. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Yeah, that's not heavy on my playlist. That's probably the last thing on there. Rock, I could definitely do that. I mean, pop is a given. I mean, it's a lot of different subgenres, too, out of all of that. So, I understand that, too. But she might pop out with a country album when she starts seeing them checks, them residuals. Switch it over to YFN Lucci, rapper out of Atlanta. He speaks a little bit with Wallow about him evolving and then even having to be honest with his kids about his jail time.
We got this bond, so it's like, it got to a point me, like, I'm not gonna keep lying to my kids, cause they gonna think, they gonna feel like I'm not there for them, or I don't wanna be with them, like, why he ain't came home. So I had to explain to them, and I told them the truth, like, this what I'm going through right now. It made me feel a little better, cause at first, you know, I was sad, I was down, I was depressed.
Are they, I wonder how old the kids are, because it could get to a point where you doing some stuff, and now the kids in school are making fun of your kids based on what you're doing.
Yeah, he has four different kids. They have a wide range of ages for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm happy he was just honest with them because it's all you can do. Social media exists. This isn't 1960 and you could lie to your kids and they not going to find out the truth. Man. Honesty is really the best policy because then your kids will feel like you betrayed them. And it's like, well, why my dad didn't tell me this, but a kid at school told me.
Yeah, some kids can't take that, but me and my brothers... we definitely could. My daddy was very explicit with us with every single thing in his life. And to me, it made me and my brothers want to stay far away from anything that he was involved in that was detrimental. So I agree, man. Letting your kids know what's up, hearing it from you is different and way more impactful and them hearing it from somebody else in a positive way.
And if they listen, that's going to be up for discussion. But rather you put it out there than somebody else first.
This Malachi Ross, 13-time national champion, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Join Hot 103 Jams and giving hope and help for the 13th annual Feminine Hygiene Period Products Driving Expo. Saturday, October 18th at the MCC Penn Valley Education Center, 3201 Southwest Traffic Way, noon to 3 p.m. Donate new pads, tampons, menstrual cups, feminine wash, individually wrapped feminine wipes, panty liners, and more. The drive will also feature domestic violence agencies, local small businesses, and community nonprofits who will share their free resources and services.
Now, in other news, KCPD has added a new policy, and it's in effect as soon as yesterday. All police cruisers must keep their blue lights on continually as they patrol. And so Kansas City joins Washington, D.C., Chicago, Baltimore, and Charlotte with similar policies. Mayor Lucas says he's spoken extensively with officials leading these cities towards safer streets and how each is working to amplify police presence.
We look forward to not just having more blue light bars out, but more police cars, more police officers, which is something that this police chief has championed since she was appointed to the position. So I want to thank my peers, both on the city council, our voters, the board of police commissioners, and others, collaborating to make sure that they know KCPD is present and active everywhere. It is not just responsive where they're out and about right now.
We're going to be in our entertainment districts. Anytime we are asked to do extra patrol, you know, if there's an uptick in crime or disorder, we'll make sure that we turn our blue lights in and around that area. Just make sure that those who ask us for extra patrol see us out there. Know that we've heard them and that we're serving.
Nothing deters crime like some flashing lights.
They have a better chance of flashing red and yellow lights. I don't know.
Okay, so...
it's something. I understand it, though.
I understand it, too. I get it. And I think this is more so for probably so the businesses, because there have been a lot of complaints about, there's no patrolman out here.
Police presence.
Yeah,
yeah.
So...
and it makes them visible. I understand that.
I get it. But y'all... It,
I wonder what that cost is going to be like. How quickly them bulbs go out?
And Mayor Lucas's hands is tied behind his back because of the way that the police structure is in Kansas City, Missouri. He doesn't control it. The state does. So it's out of his hands. But this ain't the answer.
What do you think is the answer?
It's, It's a long conversation, and it is
right. I was gonna say it's a lot of things. So.
Less guns. But we already know.
Yeah, that's, not the mayor's problem.
It's the answer, but that ain't But whatever. Good luck. I'll talk. We'll talk to him about it on Monday for sure. Cause
if I see a fight about to happen, you know what I'm doing?
Flash your lights.
I'm pulling up my little blue light on my phone.
Yo, Kevin Holmes, KSHP 41 News here. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.
Duh. Shout out to all our cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine shout out line. You know we appreciate you. Big love to Crystal. She said she want to send a shout out to her fiance, Gene, and thank you for everything you do, Gene, for the family, and that she cannot wait to become your wife. I know that's right. That's that marriage propaganda I like. Also, shout out to Zane, Shania. Shout out to comedian Tidy Dillard and his nonprofit Cab Comedians Against Bullying. That's dope. Shout out to us, I guess. One of our cousins, Rich Harris, shout out to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. I love reading these a long time. And then also shout out to our cousin, Kiara, that said the exact same thing, sending us love and making sure that the music is on point. Well, we appreciate you for tuning in, cousin.
Yes, we do, cousin. For real, for real. Thank you all, Kansas City. We love and appreciate you. So, D, civil rights attorney Ben Crump calls for a video to be released in Charles Adair's death. You know, 50-year-old Mr. Adair, he died in a Wyandotte County jail and July of this year during a struggle with jail employees. His death was ruled a homicide earlier in September. The Wyandotte County District Attorney's Office charged Deputy Richard Fatherly with second-degree murder. Now, Ben Crump, who represented the family of George Floyd in 2020, and Harry Daniels are representing Adair's family. Transparency and fairness were the main message brought forth at a press conference last night, D, as they were at Friendship Baptist Church. Crump and other attorneys watched the body camera footage from inside the Wyandotte County Jail where Adair's death took place, and they described it as horrific, D.
When you all get to see that video, you're going to be as shocked as anybody who saw the George Floyd video. I mean, Charles Adair should not be dead. You hold people accountable for taking a life unnecessarily, unjustifiably, and unconstitutionally.
He was not a street thug. He was not a pimp. He was not a drug dealer or anything. He was common.
So, and other details are being released about this, D. According to Crump and his team, Adair was in a wheelchair from diabetes complications. And Deputy Richard Fatherly and another law enforcement officer brought Adair back to his cell for the nurse on July 5th. Fatherly allegedly kneeled with his entire body weight on Adair's back while removing his handcuffs for a minute and 25 seconds. Mm. Adair was in the Wyandotte County Jail for traffic violations.
That's awful.
Yeah.
Prayers are with the family.
Yeah.
What up, y'all? It's your girl, Latoya Luckett, and I'm hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Shout out to all the cousins that's tapping that Hot 103 Jams app on your phone and waking up to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for making us a part of your daily morning routine, cousins. Love and appreciate you for that, because we know and we realize you literally could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today, and we appreciate you including us in your morning drive.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and pull out that phone real quick. You want to get qualified to win 4 tickets and a parking pass. You know how important that parking pass is to the big game going down against them. What we call them, B?
Them old Raggedy Ravens.
Raggedy Ravens going down this Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium. Well, you go text the keyword Chiefs to 816-900-4103. Go ahead and hit up that attorney, Roger White. I got you text line.
He can turn your wreck into a check online at igotyou.net.
Go ahead and make that thing happen. And you also might be able to get qualified to win $1,000 in that free fall cash. He got that, what's that? That smoke detector alarm. That's our daily reminder to check and please change your battery, because I know that somebody that knows somebody got something beeping in the background.
I can't wait for that tailgate coming up this weekend, mm-hmm. D, because like you did your first tailgate, you DJed your first tailgate last week.
Yeah.
Well, I'm DJing my first tailgate
this week. Lots of firsts going on. I love that.
It is. Well, look, we practice black excellence around here. Men's, you know, I know, like, we got the smoke detector going on right now, and I got the battery in the back to go fix that.
Okay.
But we got some special guests in the building with us, D. Black excellence, KC, is in the building. Okay, okay, okay.
They about 20 deep up in here.
They are.
We got a family reunion cracking.
I mean, I told them to, you know, go ahead and bring the entire crew. But everybody, go ahead and introduce yourselves, please.
What's going on? My name is Craig Moore, founder of Black Excellence Incorporated, Wyandotte County Stand Up.
Yes, sir.
I'm Don Carter. I am a board member of Black Excellence Incorporated and lead facilitator for our SEND cohort.
Love that. And then, you better grab a mic.
I just want to say, my wife is in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Birthday girl.
Craig Smith joined the Black Excellence team.
You know it's legit when you got two Craigs on the team.
Naomi Little Brooks, bringing my talents to 18th Street, joining the Black Excellence team.
You know it.
I love that. Major shout out to BXKC because, I mean, you guys have done some fabulous work, and I've actually teamed up with you guys many moons ago before I was even in this seat. Uh-huh. So we definitely got to go down memory lane.
Yeah, man. Craig, look, we're going to talk about the app and everything that you all guys do, but y'all going to host the show with us, okay? So y'all got to be involved in everything that we do on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, okay?
I'm with it.
Foolishness, all the ignorance that I bring. Deanna don't bring
buckle up.
especially with TMG.
You're
on
Hustle
the way.
And Shine now, baby.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
7:23 on your time. It's a high of 74. Currently 65, cloudy skies at the Grandview Triangle. Woo, the beef continues, and Cardi B's album is titled Am I the Drama? I think the answer is yes, you are. She got on social media the other day and posted some alleged text messages between JT and Uzi and tried to come at JT a little bit sideways.
She said, I'm going to tell Lil White Nation what you said, what he said. Blah, blah, blah. No, not just that. Trying to spread fake tea about abortions when she stood her illiterate ass in front of millions of people and said she stands for pro-choice. I can't take the dumb serious.
So, of course, in the text messages, that was JT, and in the text messages that Cardi posted, it was something relating to JT possibly getting an abortion. It was just very, 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 very messy. If Wendy Williams was around, the show would continue
where
all day.
You are right here.
How you doing?
Don't.
Julie, you better watch out.
How you doing?
There it is.
I know when we beef, it's like we go at it, we do this, and we done for the most part.
It's the clapping.
It's the ladies, y'all go to the earth's crust.
How you just gonna put this on all of us?
Because it is.
This is Cardi B is your, that's your champion of hip hop.
But this ain't the, stop it. Don't do that
don't,
to me.
Don't
put that on me.
Now don't, that you got BX in the house.
So I like Cardi B's first album.
Whoop dee doo.
And now I'm a part of her all the time
you
now.
You see, he didn't say the second album.
I ain't listen to it. No, but seriously though, like this is bad, bro. Whenever you start talking about this type of situation,
yeah,
like that's a real personal.
Oh, it's getting personal.
That like it's like deeper than personal. It's going to depths you don't want to go to. Like,
it just seems so outside of the culture. Like it's
is it? Because that is the culture of hip hop, right?
Oh no.
But that's the negative connotation. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of what's under fire right now. And we see what's going on with all these other stories that we have is that I think that the negative culture of hip hop is no longer should no longer be valuable within our space. And so I think things like this is just more noise for what's outside of what's really going
you
on.
You
facts.
Wrong.
Yeah, this is not Black Excellence. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
we got the man in the building, and that I believe is also at the core. One of the core aspects of hip hop is battling, and which brings me to the message that it's never personal; it's always business.
Hey,
when you start getting personal, that's when.
And Cardi B can't take no lick, so I don't know why she's even doing this.
Oh, look at you.
But we know that. It's nothing wrong with that. She can't take too much because she gonna sue you for defamation.
Now.
Oh, she's a Libra?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Hey.
You know what? I was rooting for you, Naomi. All right. Switching gears. Jimmy Kimmel, I don't know what his horoscope sign is, but he's back. The rapture didn't happen yesterday, but Jimmy Kimmel did. He's not shying away from speaking his mind.
He tried, did his best to cancel me. Instead, he forced millions of people to watch the show. That backfired bigly. President of the United States made it very clear he wants to see me and the hundreds of people who work here fired from our jobs. Our leader celebrates Americans losing their livelihoods because he can't take a joke.
He ain't wrong. I never watched Jimmy Kimmel in my life, but I was tuned in yesterday.
By the way, Jimmy Kimmel is a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a lunatic.
November 13th.
Himself. Okay.
Oh, man. I resent that.
See, yeah.
You're a Scorpio.
His birthday is 4 days before mine.
So you're just holding back from crashing out.
I don't crash.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Hey, I just all the Scorpios tapping in. That's Deanna doing that, not Brian.
No, shout out to the Scorpios. I like y'all. Y'all, you know, I just some self-aware. Oh, no, I'm aware.
You said they need some self-awareness?
You might. It's okay, though. We love you, though. We
Call
love you.
Call me now for your free reading.
Hey, this is Lauren Scott from 38th The Spot, and I'm up hustling, shining on Hot
We got our cousins from BX Inc. KC.
Yo,
Black
yo,
Excellence yo. Inc. Incorporated.
My auntie just texted me, duh.
Hey, auntie. She know the vibes around here.
Yeah, so with Black Excellence, man, I see it's about empowering Black professionals and entrepreneurs for success and growth. Explain exactly what you provide to everyday Kansas Cityans.
Yeah. So over the last 3 years, we have been really piloting a lot of ways for us to do three things. One is connect resources to our residents better to help them grow their household income. Two is to provide professional development for us to be able to grow more leaders throughout Kansas City and across the nation. And then lastly, create strategic partnerships so that way we can be able to unify all of these efforts that will ultimately help our community. Because when it comes to closing the racial wealth gap, closing the racial wealth gap, growing household income, that is a truly complex problem. And so we come as a complex solution that has a lot of different areas and tentacles, but it really comes down to the people. And that's really what we're going to get into really right now, is to talk about our leadership program, which is called Ascend. And Ascend is more than just learning tools and tricks, which we do help you out. We want to help you, you know, get a 3-year plan to grow your household income by 30%. Mm. That through 10 different sessions, but it's really about you breaking through who you are, not just as a professional, but just as a Black person in this world. And Don can speak a little bit more to that as our lead facilitator.
Yeah, most of what we do at BX Inc. is really from the perspective that there is something stirring in Black people at large. And what I've seen with Black professionals, Black entrepreneurs, is hungry for more. Mm-hmm. Recognize that there's more than what I'm experiencing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I believe that we're at the time of a resurgence where we're just waking up to the reality that the ways we've been conditioned, the things that we've believed are not necessarily the truths that are going to get us to where we desire to be. And so that's the crux behind the work that we do. That's the crux behind everything that we create, is to reawaken Black genius and to empower people to actually be who they know they are, without the constraints of what they think the system is oppressing.
And that's so much necessary, because when I first started my professional career here in Kansas City, I ran into Craig. At BXKC, I was exposed to, and I saw how many other Black professionals were in similar industries as mine, and the representation really mattered, especially with KCTV5. So definitely want to talk to you more about that.
Now, the conversation we had the last break, is we talked a little bit about collaboration and community. And that's, I feel like that's one of the things that's really lacking in Kansas City in our infrastructure, is we shy away from working with each other, because I feel like, you know, somebody always wants to be the first to put something on. How do we incubate that kind of community with everybody trying to collaborate a little bit more?
I think that's one of the things that we aim to do, is create a shared focus. I think a lot of these, there are a lot of organizations, especially those like foundations, who are now pushing for more collaborations. They're pushing for, if you all want some grant dollars to say that you're going to solve this problem, then you all need to come together with a solid plan to work together and distribute those funds accordingly. But people just have to let go of their ego. People have to let go wanting to be the next Martin Luther King, wanting to be the next whoever that name might be, and understand that this is not a one person problem that we have to solve. This is a thing that we have to do together. But, you know, I mean, I'm even at times a victim of ego, because I can see how, you know, oh, I wish, you know, this program or this person would have supported my program or that program would have supported me a little bit more. But I think oftentimes it's too truly identifying what is the problem that you're trying to solve.
Yes.
And not just supporting something just because it's black or just because they're saying they're doing something towards our community.
We got to have the same mission, man.
We got it. We got to.
Some people be having ulterior motives too.
Yeah. Yeah. And you just got to have, impact. I think that's the biggest thing. If we are, the census is the main thing that tells us what's happening within our communities. One, our community does not take the census as much as we should. But then when you have programs that are in our communities that are supposed to be impacting solutions that will rise or lower data that comes from that census, and you don't see that impact happen, but you still see them raising millions and millions and millions of dollars every year, there's a problem. There's something broken within it. But I think the one thing that we are trying to do as a Black Excellence is just let go of the system, period.
Yeah.
Like, it's no more of being programmed or being in a structured space to say, this is how you need to act to do this. If you really just, like, let go of what this potential that people put on you, this who you potentially can be, and start walking more into purpose, then you'll really be able to reap the benefits of what the world really has for you.
Is this the benevolent fund you're trying to collect for? Pass the plate, D.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you donate to me, I'm definitely gonna put some doors on the some new knobs on the doors for you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you talked about that impact, and that's the important piece about organizations, is what are you actually doing? Everybody want a key to the city, but what work are you putting in
Man,
to get
that
the key?
Made me so mad.
D, you done started something else now.
But you know, we ain't gonna go there, but to our cousins that are listening right now, bxinc.org, you can make sure you follow it on social media as well as Black Excellence. You can type that in, but you all also have an app.
Oh yeah. Proximity.mn.co. That is our platform for you to get better connected to all the resources in Kansas City, where you're trying to grow a small business, where you're trying to create a startup, whether you're just trying to get connected to Great Jobs KC. This is the platform that we are actively out there trying to onboard every community resource out there, so that you as a person can be able to be better connected to things that are going to help you grow your household income. And that's all we wanted to be, is be your partner, be your accountability partner, and making sure that happens. So join our app. Join us at bxinc.org. The Ascend program is on there. We have scholarships available. We're just out here really trying to help grow the leadership of Kansas City, because that's what it's going to take.
You were talking more about the services you provide and the entrepreneurship and trying to bring people together. For people that's driving right now, how can they use this app right now in their car?
I mean, right now in the car, it's just simple as just signing up. It creates a profile for you, and then our back-end emailing system will start sending you a survey, which we just want to get to learn a little bit more about you and what your goals are. And then once you identify what those are, we want to immediately start sending you resources. If you're trying to build a business, you know, we want to tell you about Porterhouse KC, and we want to tell you about Gift and what they have going on. If you're looking to be able to get into a new job, we want to tell you about Great Jobs KC and our partners there. If you're looking to scale your business in some type of way to get better connected with government opportunities, we want to connect you with the Heartland Black Chamber. All of these resources are here in Kansas City, and all we're trying to do is just identify who you are, what your needs are, and help you fill those needs. But then if you're like, hey, I want to go a little bit deeper, I want to be strategic with what I want, with what I'm doing, then that's when we provide Ascend for you right now. There is a cost to Ascend. We're not going to talk about that. But, you know, you just apply, and then we'll have that discussion with how those things go. And that's where the doors really open up for you.
It's the connection piece. Being able to get plugged into a hub for specifically Black people, Black professionals, Black entrepreneurs, aspiring ones. This is the hub for all of the resources that you're going to need to accomplish any of the objectives that you have professionally and personally.
Truly for us, by us. And I love that. You talked about the networking piece of it, the Proximity app, Ascend, all these programs that you guys have in place to, of course, elevate our community here in the Kansas City area. But another one that we talked about a little bit earlier was the KCTV5 partnership. And when I, met you, Craig, it was about 5 years ago, literally at the origin of Black Excellence, and representation matters was a key when it came to that partnership. Could you tell the Kansas City folks what that was?
Yeah. So for the last 5 years, we have been partnered with KCTV 5 for Representation Matters once a week. Just up until this year, we're at once a month. But for the last 5 years, once a week, we featured a Black-owned business or a Black professional on the news during the 9 a.m. segment. Big shout out to KCTV 5, who actually kept that segment going through many iterations of producers. We have our strong partnership with KC Black Owned, who consistently provided entrepreneurs through her membership to be on there. We featured people on our Instagram where we did Instagram takeovers. Mm-hmm. All of that was to continue, was one, our way to combat the negative stories and the negative context that comes when it comes to Black professionals and Black businesses. And what we wanted to do is just provide a platform for them just to share their voice. Many of them were able to get new clients, were able to grow their businesses. I remember one, She Thrifted. Big shout out to Ashley. Mm-hmm. She was on there and she immediately got a donation from a store that was closing for her business. That's dope. I mean, it just amplified the voices of Black professionals. And we're evolving that now to where we want to go directly into community. So we just recently struck up a partnership with the Quindaro Community Center to where we are really just trying to be more strategic of how we implement those resources. Mm-hmm. We also partner with the KC BioHub of them getting more connected with their community, with the development that they're trying to have behind 18th and Vine. And so this is not just about us providing resources, but us actually getting down into the community and making sure that these things are strategically being implemented so that we are not phased out.
BXinc.net.
TMG. The Morning Gossip. It's the Morning Gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
826, high of 74. Currently, it is 65 at the Truman Library. The Beehive has a new member, Big X the Plug. He sat down with Jennifer Hudson and talked about actually reaching out and speaking to Beyonce.
Like, I think she sent the sync or she asked my team if she could do it. And I was just like, I didn't even really know what it was for.
Right.
I was just like, yeah, of course you can use a song for it. It's Beyonce.
Beyonce.
And then next thing I know, she's on tour and I'm getting out, my phone started blowing up one day. I'm looking and I'm like, what the hell just happened? What, is Beyonce on stage listening to my music? And then to find out it was a whole pause in her set, like it was just crazy. So yeah, I'm a part of the Beehive now.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm a part of Beehive too, a little bit. Look, on me and Naomi last night on the way to her birthday dinner, I got a Beyonce
threw that
mix.
Partition on? And rolled up the windows?
Yeah, partition was played. Yes, it was. But that Renaissance album, boy, that just put Beyonce in a total new atmosphere for me, boy. Yeah. That's my joint right there.
You do like that album because you mentioned that a lot, The Break My Soul. What song? Virgo's Groove, you like that?
Yes.
What's the other song you really like off that project?
Alien Superstar.
Alien Superstar, that's the
Woo-hoo.
One. That's valid.
I'm
okay.
Part of Beehive too, what's up?
All right, shout out to, you know, Beehive. Shout out also to the Barbs.
Oh, here you go.
I only said that because Nicki Minaj, she's been away on her hiatus.
Stay away.
Don't do too much. But as of yesterday, she announced via Twitter an upcoming project. All she posted was 3/27/26 with a CD emoji. And of course, fans are now suspecting an album release in the new year. What type of bag you feel like she gonna be in? Do you feel like she's gonna be in that bag?
Roman's Revenge?
I feel like we're gonna get a rap album. Like, I feel like it'll be more so real rap and not gonna be no pop joints. Because she ain't coming to play. She
the camera
sing.
On me and I got my makeup on. Pink lips on and my makeup on.
She didn't seen the status of female rapping. She said, you know what? I got you.
Yeah, that train has left the station.
Period. I can go Nicki quotes all day long, but we ain't going to do that.
Please don't.
That's the Morning Gossip, right? Just for that, I'm going to make a day and I'm going to do that. Don't worry about it. I'm going to surprise you when you least expect it. Like a thief in the night.
That's all we need, huh?
Yep. That's exactly what you need. A dose of that. Shout out to the Barbs.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Libra season. Happy birthday to those charming, clever, and romantic Libras.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper who stays in all gold, Trinidad James. Sending over a major happy birthday to actress and producer. You might remember her as Bird from Soul Food. Happy birthday to Melinda Williams. A happy heavenly birthday to singer, actress, in stage and film, who played the role as the mama in The Wiz. Happy heavenly birthday to Teresa Merritt.
Okay, D, let's take it home to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Billy Banks, Trina Harris, and Errol Dixon. Sending birthday love to Antonio Flores, Angelina Taylor, and Ronnell Malone. Plus sending birthday love to Young Damu, Crystal Hurd, and everybody else born on September 24th. Happy birthday, Libra. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Yeah.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Hey, good morning. This is Nick. How you doing?
What's up, Nick?
Hey, what's going on?
What you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm taking the kids to school. They listen every morning. They love you guys.
Hey, we love that. Shout out to them. What's their name? We got to shout them out real quick.
We got Coco and Brooke.
Hey, Coco and Brooke.
Hi.
Hey, what that check engine light looking like, Pops?
Hey, it's lit up like a Christmas tree. I need to <Yikes.
laughs> See, he said he driving on that road lit just like KCPD. I heard that now.
Hey, we're buckled up, though. It's all good.
It is all good, Nick. We got a shot to hook you up with tickets to go see The Mask at the Folly Theater and get you qualified to win $1,000 in free fall cash. But you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready?
Let's go.
You got to get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say,
I'm kind of buzzing, it's all because
this is how we do it.
Does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, it got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Hey, hustle and shine in the young
go back.
This is how we do it.
There we go, Nick. All right, you getting those two tickets to go see The Mask live at the Folly Theater this Saturday, and your name is qualified to win $1,000. Who are you going to take with you to go see The Mask?
I got to take my wife, for sure.
I like that. Date night?
Yes, sir.
We don't get a lot of you. Take it.
Hello.
Hello.
All right, fam, go ahead and tell the town what morning show is getting you hooked up.
Hey, Hustle and Shine, you know you do that.
Making that real money.
Hot 103 Jams cares about your well-being. It's Get Right Wednesday with Dr. LaTanya on Hot 103 Jams.
Do you feel that you are a little quirky or different? Well, that is not a bad thing. Being different may just be your superpower. According to Marano and Bregman in Psychology Today, you may possess gifts that causes you to stand out and make room for you in settings designed for someone unique, just like you. Just think, there is no competition if you are strictly yourself. The competition increases only when you are just like everyone else. Allowing your uniqueness to work for you starts with knowing, loving, and accepting yourself. Know when to allow your quirk to shine, and make sure you shine with boldness and confidence. Be willing to fail to test if your quirk fits certain environments. After all, practicing until you master your gift that is unique for you can eventually pay off. Where do you think inventions come from? A unique tool from a unique soul. You're listening to Get Right Wednesdays with Dr. LaTanya, Hustle and Shine in the Morning on Hot 103 Jams.